Video: Chicago activists want property taxes nixed for black residents as part of reparations. By Amy Furr on March 12, 2024. Black residents of Chicago should receive reparations in the form of no property taxes, a local activist group says. The group wants city leaders in Cook County to stop imposing the taxes on those residents who are allegedly being displaced from their homes, Fox 32 reported Monday. Reconstruction-era Reparation Act Now. RERAN, founder Howard Ray said, people lost their homes because of property taxes. Because everybody's been overcharged. So what we want to do, especially for the black community, because we're very fragile, we want to keep them and preserve them here, and by doing that, we can hold on to our culture in Chicago, he added. The city's black residents created RERAN in 2023 because they were losing their homes due to rising property taxes, the group's website states. Our solution is a demand that black Chicagoans pay no property taxes as a part of reparations, the site continues. While speaking during a recent press conference, Ray said, we have a problem where our black citizens in Chicago are being forced out of Chicago and they're going to the southern states to live comfortably. In January, Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, proposed a $14 trillion reparations plan, per Breitbart News. Watch, Chicago mayor on increase in most violent crime, reparations money will help. According to the outlet, the progressive congressman called on the federal government to foot the bill, arguing that there's a way to pay for it without raising taxes on anyone. To put that $14 trillion price tag into perspective, the federal government spent only $6.13 trillion in the fiscal year of 2022, according to the U.S. Treasury, the report said. In December, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., answered a question about a rise in most violent crime in his city for last year and said homicides and shootings fell and money for restoration and reparations would help remedy the problem of violence in the area. While residents endure rampant crime and other issues, it is important to note that Chicago's 9th Ward Alderman Anthony Beale recently expressed displeasure with City Hall leaders giving freebies to illegal aliens, Breitbart News reported. Now, I've said this before. If you give me 3 meals, housing, childcare, education, a voucher for $9,000. You know what? I'd come to Chicago too, he said.